Hi everyone, this is Rhianne Benson and thank you for listening to my third podcast in this series. Today we're talking about a song called Afraid to Love Again, which is track number 10 on Hands Clean. Afraid to Love Again is a beautiful ballad that came about very shortly after I had been through a very painful breakup of a relationship. And was just wondering how it is that one talks about deep pain in a relationship. It's sometimes, as a songwriter, it's hard. It's very hard to express when you're feeling all these emotions rushing and gushing through. And so I was kind of doing lots of reading and just listening to other people's songs and gaining inspiration that way. I had happened upon a set of lyrics that just really spoke to me at the time. And it was an old song from the 60s that apparently was recorded by Dolly Parton and was written by two very noted country writers in Nashville. And the thing about country music is, for me, the lyrics are second to none. They just have an incredible way of telling a story in a way that everyone can relate to. And it can be about the most specific thing, but it's always presented in a way that that makes sense and makes you feel like, you know, they're living your life in a way. Basically, I saw these lyrics and immediately just started humming a melody to them because I hadn't actually heard the song, but the lyrics just were really speaking to me. So I grabbed my guitar and, as Carlos will tell you, I sketched out a very, very rough set of chords for it, and rushing to the studio the next day and told Carlos, look what I've come up with. We basically built on it and finished the song quite quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
I think it was one of those. It was a very simple arrangement. We went with guitars, string arrangement, and some sort of percussive sounds in the background. It was very simple, but I wanted the lyrics to speak and let that lead the song. And I think we did a pretty good job of it.
Yeah.
It's funny because we did change this, of course, later, because that's what I do. Create a song and decide to just rip it apart a few months later. So I am my own worst critic. But the first version was lovely, and I just was listening to it the other day, and I'm going to remind you what it sounded like. Here it is.
That's right. It's the harp.
The harp. If every dream you ever had broke your heart, and if every time you made a plan, the whole world came to an end, then you'd know really pretty. We kind of decided, you know, we're not going to change it that much, but with Jonas and Daniel, we decided that it needed perhaps less of an acoustic feel and maybe just weird sounds more from electronica land, but still maintaining that sense of this sort of lonely voice suspended.
That's right.
and singing this haunting melody surrounded by lovely sounds. Interestingly enough, I didn't actually hear the original version because it's just not available anywhere until about a year ago. This is some time after we recorded it. It's actually an up-tempo duet.
No.
It's very bluegrass.
Wow. Okay.
Which is not surprising, given that it was Dolly in the 60s doing her thing. It's still a lovely song, but the melody was quite different. So it was interesting to see how my take compared with that. But the song just means a lot to me, and I hope that people will also find solace in it and relate to these very beautiful lyrics that I had to sing. I just had to sing.
Yeah.
This is Afraid to Love Again.
Broken dreams are all let's see.